MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Well, the Village of Ruidoso Municipal Officer Candidate Forum takes place tomorrow, 5 to 7p at the Ruidoso Convention Center, 111 Sierra Blanca Drive in Ruidoso. All candidates going to be invited to attend. It's open to the public. Light refreshments are provided. Again, Village of Ruidoso Municipal Officer Candidate Forum, today, 5 to 7 p.m. A revised version of the city's noise ordinance will advance to a public hearing at a future Roswell City Council meeting, perhaps as early as March. Proposed revision to Chapter 16 of the city's Code of Ordinances, which addresses various nuisances, would control the level of excessive sound as a noise in a manner that promotes the use, value, and enjoyment of property, conduct of business, sleep and repose, and an environment free from unnecessary and excessive sound. The draft presented to the councilor states, now that specific portion of the nuisance ordinance and focuses on noise is Section 10. This draft document includes the addition of decibel levels, which will make it easier to enforce. It contains sound level limits for residential, commercial, and industrial manufacturing areas with separate thresholds for day and night. Several gun safety bills saw movement to the legislature, including proposals to ban most firearms at polling places, playgrounds, and parks, and another to extend the waiting period for someone to claim the gun that they purchased. Friday, Senate Bill 5 passed out of the House Judiciary Committee on a party line 7-4 vote. All Democrats on the committee backing the bill, while Republicans, including Chavez County legislators Gerald Hembry of Roswell and Andrea Reeb opposed it. The bill now goes to the New Mexico House of Reps. The bill would make it a petty misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in prison, to bring a firearm within 100 feet of any polling location during early voting or on election day. And that's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.